Making the Switch: How to Transition from Tennis to Pickleball by pickleballcontrol.com. From Court to Kitchen. Transitioning from tennis to pickleball. Figure out how to tweak your game, switch up your plan, and still crush it in pickleball, even though you used to play tennis. Why tennis players excel at pickleball, eventually. Familiarity with movement, timing, and racket control helps. Getting used to moving around the court, timing your hits, and keeping the racket under control is super helpful. These skills give tennis players quick reflexes, solid footwork, good court sense, and that competitive edge, and they all carry over to pickleball. The tricky part is dropping the tennis habits that don't really work when the game's smaller, softer, and all about touch. Key differences between tennis and pickleball. Small court, new game plan, way less power court size. A pickleball court is basically one-third the size of a regular tennis court. Pace of play. In pickleball, it's more about soft shots and careful aim than just smashing the ball as hard as you can. Paddle versus racket. Paddles don't have strings, so you get way less spin and power, which means you have to count on your own control. Serve and scoring. You can't serve overhand, and we're using rally scoring, so the rules are a little different. The kitchen. The kitchen, or non-volley zone, totally changes how you play at the net. How to transition your forehand and backhand. Adjust for less power and more control. Tennis habit: big backswing and follow through. Pickleball tip: keep your swing small and tight, like you're just pushing the ball instead of smashing it. Try to hit the ball out in front of you so you stay in control. When you're dinking or dropping, worry more about where the ball lands than how hard you hit it. Adjusting to the pickleball serve. Just use an underhand toss and focus more on where you're putting the ball than on how hard you throw it. Tennis players are totally used to smashing those big overhand serves. In pickleball, though, you have to keep the serve underhand and below your waist. Just work on a steady toss, a chill underhand swing, and focus on where you want the ball to land instead of trying to blast it. Understanding the kitchen, non-volley zone. You can't hit every ball before it bounces, and honestly, you probably shouldn't even try tennis habit, charging the net and smacking volleys like there's no tomorrow. Pickleball tip: chill out and be patient when you're hanging at the kitchen line. Stick to the kitchen rules. No smashing the ball when you're standing in there. Work on the gentle skills. Nice little soft drops and chill resets. Movement and footwork differences. Quick bursts, tiny steps, and keeping things balanced. Tennis footwork is all about long sprints and covering a big court. Pickleball is more about fast, sharp, side-to-side moves and staying low. Just work on short shuffles, a quick split step, and getting balanced before you swing. Common mistake: overpowering every shot. Hard shots don't always score. Tennis players are all about going fast and adding crazy spin. In pickleball, though, smashing the ball can totally mess you up, especially when you're up at the net. Just chill your hands and tilt the paddle a little to keep things under control. Work on tapping the ball back into play instead of trying to blast every single shot. Common mistake: ignoring shot variety tennis isn't just about smashing drives and ripping volleys. A lot of players totally forget about drop shots, little dings, and quick blocks. But those moves are huge in pickleball. Make sure you practice every kind of shot. Get good at switching from soft, gentle hits to hard, fast ones, depending on where your opponent is standing. Drills for tennis to pickleball conversion. Rewire your instincts. Compact swing drill. Hit wall shots with limited backswing. NVZ, dink. Drill, practice dinking with a partner to master touch. Drop shot. Ladder, work on drop shots from various court depths. Split step and react. Train timing and footwork at the kitchen line. Serve placement practice. Aim serves to backhands and corners. Final advice for tennis players: keep it chill and stay curious. You might be super athletic and love to win, but pickleball has its own vibe and little details. Stay open to picking up new stuff. Lean into the finesse side of things. Focus on control, and remember, the soft shots are what take home the trophies.